This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show, along with Big Ed Davis and Tallahassee Lassie. Freddie Cannon, for those of you old-timers like me that remember those songs back then. Tallahassee Lassie, you know, that's close to where Donald Trump is this morning. I think he's in Panama Beach, though. But he's coming down to Lakeland. And our buddy Andrew the Master Barber is going to be driving one of the cars in the motorcade. Now that, my friends, is devotion. We are Freedom Works, and we're delighted you have joined us on a Wednesday morning. We're going to look forward to talking with Andrew about his experience a little later, so stay tuned for that. We also hope to have Alan Dershowitz, who is an author and Harvard Law School professor emeritus. Going to bring him on and talk about that debate Sunday night. Debate two, round two, between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and get his observations on what took place. And we're going to be talking a little bit about this email dump. Boy, there's so many things coming out from that WikiLeaks email dump. I don't know where to start. But it shows, and I think it shows basically what political people are like. I don't think there's anything that's a major, major thing, but it shows how shifty people are, and they're not as objective as you think they might be. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And in our top 10, this is a good one. This is the top 10 states with the strictest gun laws. Do you think you know what they are? We are going to tell you at the end of the show. Freedom Works, by the way, we come to you on the Tantalk Radio Network Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., and now we're on FM as well, 106.1, as well as 1340 a.m. So make sure you listen to us. If you don't listen to us on the radio, go to the website, thefreedomworks.com. You can listen to us there, anywhere in the world, and you can listen to our past shows. We set it up so that you can just hit the podcast button. There they are, thanks to Big Ed, thefreedomworks.com. And if you want to call in, tell us what you think about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or any of the other people. 866-826-1340. That is toll free. 866-826-1340. Anyway, boy, do we have a lot going on. We've had Alan Dershowitz on before, and he makes no bones about the fact that he's a liberal. But he's also very much Jewish, and he talks a lot about how things are going in Israel, and we'll get a take from him, hopefully, on how he felt Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton did on Sunday night in St. Louis. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, did you hear about this arms dealer? This is one other thing. This guy's come forward. His name is Mark Turi. He's done his first TV interview. I believe it was on Fox News. He's an American arms dealer. He sells armaments overseas. Now, that in and of itself sounds a little risky, sounds a little nefarious, doesn't it? But he worked with the Obama administration to try to get armaments to Libyans that were fighting Muammar Gaddafi. And the bottom line was, he was working with the Obama administration. They decided they were going to run the arms through Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. In other words, the Saudi Arabia area, so that they didn't have a direct, you know, get caught directly sending them to Libya. Well, when all of that became unraveled and some of this email stuff started coming out, they decided to make this guy, the Obama administration, the scapegoat. So he was thrown under the bus. He would say, I was victimized. They tried to discredit me, to throw me under the bus, to do whatever it took to protect Hillary Clinton. To protect Hillary Clinton. Because she was going to be running, and they didn't want this all coming out. Now, they went as far as to sue him, Mark Turi, for selling arms. But the Justice Department dropped the case so that public disclosure of the weapon program would not come out. So Turi was the fall guy, you see. They knew he was selling the arms. Then they didn't want to get caught knowing he was selling the arms, so they decided to prosecute them. Then when they found out it was going to become public knowledge, they dropped the case because they didn't want anything happening to themselves and to Hillary Clinton. It gets a little complicated, but this is what is going on. But it's one of many things right now that is going on with Hillary Clinton. Apparently, there is an email, and again, this is from the WikiLeaks dump, that shows a top spokeswoman for Hillary mocking Catholics and evangelicals in a 2011 email exchange. And in this exchange, a woman by the name of Jennifer Palmieri, now the director of communications for Clinton, says politically conservative Catholics think their faith is the most socially acceptable politically conservative religion, and that their, quote, rich friends would not understand it if they became evangelicals. She was responding to a message from a fellow at the liberal think tank Center for the American Progress. Guy's name is John Halpin. So it's not that, you know, it's banter. I don't think it's much, but it kind of gets into the heads of some of these people. Halpin said, Ken Auletta, who was a reporter, his latest piece on Rupert Murdoch, the guy that runs Fox News, in the New Yorker magazine, says that both Murdoch and Robert Thompson, who's managing editor of the Wall Street Journal, had decided to raise their kids Catholic. So Halpin says, quote, friggin' Murdoch baptized his kids in Jordan, where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. But it gets you, it's a little window into the thinking of some of these people. It's not, you know, people that are deeply, deeply left, deeply liberal, it's common knowledge they're generally not very religious, right? They aren't. So, Ed, are we going to have our buddy? I'm going to just ask you to tell me.
I'll tell you what, I got some updated news here. Andrew, the master barber, just called and said the motorcade was canceled.
Really?
So he'll let us know why, but everything she said, canceled. The place is wild there.
This is in Lakeland, Florida.
In Lakeland.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us all the details coming up after your break.
The break, okay. I think we've got a problem with our buddy Alan Dershowitz, and here's what happened. Today, at sundown last night, Yom Kippur started. That is a very, very holy day for Jewish people, and Alan is Jewish, and I'm thinking that he's not going to be able to do the interview with us. So a motorcade gets canceled, and apparently Alan Dershowitz can't talk with us. So we're not starting out on the right foot, but we got so much to talk about. Let's do this, Ed. We're going to take our break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll talk with Andrew, and he'll tell us why the motorcade ain't working.
Well, I wanna da-da-da-da love it. Well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. So, baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your loving, yes, sirree.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio, heard every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all.
Check out Sports Legends, the newest sports bar in Clearwater with over 50 60-inch TVs and a large menu with upscale options. Don't miss the weekly specials. Monday, 50% off wings. Taco Tuesdays for $1.25. Burger Wednesdays, half-pound burger, $6.99. Cheese Steak Thursday, $6.99. And Fajita Friday. Sports Legends is located right across from Bright House Field on the corner of Drew Street and US 19. Visit them online at sportslegends.biz and join the email list to get a $5 off coupon towards your next meal. Drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Tim Del Toro.
And I'm Lou Angel Wolf, and we are the Grease Gurus.
Our show is broadcast every Saturday morning live at WTAN, Tantalk Radio, 1340.
That's 10 o'clock every Saturday morning for an automotive forum that is flavored with humor and insight.
We encourage you to call in and be part of the Grease Gurus show.
We'd love to have you, and we will certainly help you find your inner grease.
This show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center in beautiful Tarpon Springs at 906 Verona Place, and you can reach us personally at 727-543-1601.
Aha.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a rockin' and rollin' Wednesday morning. Donald Trump's in town, friends. And I think Hillary Clinton was in town yesterday, but she's left. I want to remind you, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber, who is all over the place, by the way. His barbershop, though, is located in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. It is just west of the Countryside Mall and just west of Highway 19. Stop in there for the best haircut you can get, for my money, in Tampa Bay. I mean, they will treat you like royalty. And it takes you back to the days when you went into a barbershop. You just got real comfortable. It's like putting on a robe and slippers when you go in there. I'm not kidding. You feel so doggone comfortable. And then you get in the barber chair. And you have Andrew and Candy. You're going to get the best haircut you can get. The best haircut you can get. The price is terrific, by the way. I always forget to mention how inexpensive it is. And you're going to get the hair. You men are going to get the haircut just exactly the way you want it. Andrew the Master Barber. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. And speaking about Andrew the Master Barber, he was scheduled, I think, to be driving in a motorcade for Donald Trump this morning in Lakeland. And then I hear that maybe they canceled the motorcade. Are you there, Andrew?
Well, I'm over here right now. Yeah, they canceled the motorcade this morning. Unknown reasons. I think Paul Ryan might have thrown thumbtacks in the way we're supposed to get here. But
yes.
Anyway, they canceled it, but you won't believe the people over here already. And we've got a crowd of African-Americans for Trump that I'm quite sure the news isn't going to show, but they're being interviewed right now.
Uh-huh.
And the people are lining up like crazy over here. You won't believe it, Paul. And it's, what, 6 hours ahead of time? I can guarantee you the crowd that's here now waiting in line is bigger than the crowd Hillary had yesterday. And it wasn't Hillary. I believe it was Bill that came in.
Yeah, actually, it was Bill in Safety Harbor, yeah.
Yeah, Bill was in Safety Harbor, and then Hillary and Al Gore were somewhere else. I can't remember.
They were in Miami. They were in Miami.
Okay.
I think Bill Clinton drew a crowd of like 70 people at Safety Harbor.
75.
All right, let's be
75,
honest.
75, okay, I was off.
We have to count every
hand. I was off. I wish I could get up close here. These guys are being interviewed. Maybe you can hear them. I'm going to put the phone up here. You can hear what they're talking about live. These are the African Americans for Trump. Let's give it a shot. All right.
That sounds good.
He did this and he did that, talk about a woman and all of that. When every guy, you know, you've heard, choke me harder, all that, pull my hair, get out of here with that, get, okay? So I'm, that.
Are you guys getting that all right?
Yeah, we are, and I can tell that they're very energetic. I want to ask you something, Andrew. Where exactly are you right now? Are you at the airport in Lakeland? Or maybe you've just been hit by a plane because we can't hear you, Andrew.
Oh, we're getting the interview.
Oh, he's okay.
All right, what do you think of that? Those are the African-Americans for Trump.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a little muffled. We cannot hear the words. Stay with me, Andrew, because I want to ask you this, though. Where exactly are you right now?
We are at the Lakeland, I guess they call it the Little Lakeland Airport.
Yeah, the Linder Regional Airport.
That's where we're at. And you can't believe the crowd that's here already. The people that are coming. It's amazing.
Well, okay, first of all, what time is Trump going to talk there?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock they're talking.
Okay, so we're talking, this is about 10:30. So, okay, that's pretty good. So how many people are there right now, do you think?
I would say there's got to be at least, I'm going to say about 400.
So they're already lining up that 5.5 hours behind. Wow.
5.5 hours ahead of time. I believe the runways are going to be packed with cars by the time this thing gets going.
Okay, now.
It's amazing. See?
It really is. Now, Andrew, can you stay with us for a few minutes and talk?
I can stay with you. No problem, buddy.
Okay.
I'll hang here.
Okay, good. As long as you're comfortable, we're going to ask you some questions because a lot of things have come up. Since the last several days since the debate, most of which have to do with Hillary Clinton and this WikiLeaks email drop. And I don't know where to start because there are so many things. We just talked earlier about one of the people that is in the campaign for Hillary dissing Catholics and evangelicals.
Oh, I can't believe that one, huh?
Yeah, that's one. And then we hear another one about this Donna Brazile, who was feeding a question that Hillary was going to get at one of her town hall forums so that she would have it early and be able to be prepared for it. Now, none of this is major, you know, oh my God. But, you know, it just gets, you get into the head of some of these people and you see that they are not out for the people of the country. They are really out for themselves, and they'll do whatever it takes to push their own agenda.
Paul, they are lying, thieving, adultering. They're the worst in the world. They wrote the book on it.
Yeah.
And now all these emails are coming out.
Yeah.
It's proof of what's going on.
Yeah.
How can anybody in their right mind vote for Hillary Clinton? I'm telling you, the people are here to show you. It is 5.5 hours ahead of time.
And yet, you got to admit that the polls most recently, following, of course, Donald's, the tape that Donald was doing his locker room talk, have shown that Hillary has pulled ahead. And I was watching a guy that is supposed to be pretty well respected in terms of being able to figure out where electoral votes are going, and he had Hillary way ahead. So now, do you think that there's going to be a comeback, or do you think First of all, Paul,
yeah. you're looking at the polls that are on the news. Now, yesterday I was on the computer after all of this on Facebook, social media. Trump was ahead of her 2-1 votes. He was over 10 million and she was at 4 million something. On Twitter, he was at 15 million something. She was at 5 million.
Okay.
On every internet, every social media poll there is, Trump is ahead. Now, you tell me where they're coming up with these polls that they got. Believe me, they're calling the Democrat neighborhoods.
Yeah, I think that there may be some truth in what you say. I don't think that they're intentionally doing it, but I think that their people may be skewed a little bit, and they aren't giving enough attention to social media now.
Listen, the media is out to get Mr. Trump. They're using what I call psychological warfare, okay? They're trying to get the Trump people psyched up, thinking he's never going to win. Look at these polls.
Right.
It doesn't work, okay? You know, Barack Obama won using social media last time. That's how they got around, didn't they?
Yeah, that helped them.
They did social media.
But they also had a good get out the Democratic vote, and that was one thing in Florida. They got out the vote. Now, the question is whether they can get it out again.
You got to remember, too, Ronald Reagan was 11 points behind Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
You remember that, don't you? And what happened? Okay. Yep. You cannot let the media psych you out. They are an all-out war. This man is fighting for the American people, and the establishment, Democrats and Republicans, can't deal with it because they know that it's going to ruin their lifestyle.
There's no question the media is now actively behind Hillary Clinton to the point of embarrassment to themselves. I think once the dust settles on this election, no matter what happens, the media has been outed as being biased and unobjective. They have lost their way. And I remember, because I went to journalism school, the first commandment of journalism in a front page story is be objective. And there isn't any objectivity anymore.
Nothing. It just amazes me what's going on. It really does today. And, you know, not for nothing. Did you see the news this morning, the front of CoverGirl magazine?
Well, I don't get CoverGirl. I know you do.
I don't either. But it was on the news.
What is it?
I believe it's a male, like a female.
Oh, I did see that picture. Did you see that picture? It's an androgynous male, yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are you going to call it? Coverman? No, it's just like these hairstyles I saw the other day. You know how the men are wearing that bun on top of their head and they call it a man bun?
A man bun, yes.
Yeah, well, they showed a picture of this guy with like a beehive on the top of his head and they called it a he-hive.
Okay, but now what would you do with somebody like that that came in and wanted a haircut? They would say, I want you to trim my beehive.
I would laugh.
Well, I know you would laugh, but would you trim his beehive?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to tell him he'd have to go find a beekeeper.
Okay.
I'm a barber.
Yeah. What about if he said, I want you to handle my bun?
I don't think I'd be able to do that either.
Okay.
He's in the wrong place.
All right. Now, as we're moving forward, tell us about this motorcade thing that didn't happen.
Well, you know, that's still up in the air. You know, I was joking with you and I said I heard Paul Ryan threw thumbtacks in the road so we couldn't get by.
No kidding, you were joking.
But I have no idea. You know, these type of things, they change plans. You wouldn't believe the security here. The dogs just come by sniffing me and everything else. They got police towers all over the place, and people just keep pouring in, buddy.
Yeah, now
more people and more people.
Now, Andrew, Donald Trump is coming in from the Panama Beach area where he gave a speech, and so he'll be flying in, I suppose, on the Trump plane or whatever.
Exactly. That's where he's coming in at.
So he comes in, and he's going to land there. Now, what's the scenario? Is he going to walk out on the tarmac and walk over to a place where he's going to
I believe they're going to pull this plane right up to the hangar here, very close.
Right, but what
it looks like they got the room to do it, and he'll probably walk off of the the exit ramp on the plane and walk into the hangar where everybody's going to be.
Oh, okay. So he's going to deliver a speech there at the airport.
Right at the airport in the hangar. Okay. Yeah, it looks like this hangar is probably going to hold about, you know, I'm going to say 5,000 squeezed in, to be honest.
So let's give it a guess, Andrew. How many people do you think will be there when he shows up to make his speech? Just give me a guess.
I'm going to throw an estimate of 5,000 people in the hangar, at least, and another 1,500 to 2,000 outside.
Wow. Okay, 6,500 to 7,000 people.
You can hear the people in the background getting all psyched up over here.
Now, it seems like the Republican energy and the registration has exceeded that of the Democrats. It seems like there is definitely an enthusiasm gap when it comes to Hillary. But yet, you see these polls and you see that supposedly Donald's, as they call it, path to electoral vote victory is a very, very, very narrow one. And he has to thread the needle. And he's got to
get Florida and he's got to get Ohio.
He's got to get those two states. He's probably got to get North Carolina, don't you think?
It all depends.
Really?
It all depends.
Well, what about New Hampshire, North Carolina?
I think he's going to do New Hampshire. I think he's going to do Virginia. Like I say,
Virginia's tough.
It's been Democrat for years.
Well, Virginia's turning more blue because they've got so many public union workers, the government workers that live in Virginia.
No, that's it. They're government union
workers.
That's right. They're not union workers because the union workers in Virginia are out of work.
Yeah, they got nothing there. Which speaks to another area where Donald Trump may do better than Democrats, where Democrats historically do better, and that's unions. Needless to say, he's already offended, not he, but Obama and their policies have upset the Teamsters unions because of all of the work that they're losing with the car industry. West Virginia coal miners and the Kentucky coal miners, and then the oil workers, right?
You got it, Paul. You know, the union presidents, they're telling everybody, you got to vote Hillary. But you know what the union workers are voting? They're voting Trump.
I think you're right.
They got no work. They have no work.
Right.
You know, what good is a union without a job?
Yeah. The only unions I can think
of. First.
By the way, we're talking with Andrew the Master Barber. He is over at the Lakeland Linder Regional Airport, where Donald Trump is going to be giving a speech around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and he is waiting along with an entourage that is growing larger and larger and larger. It's going to be an exciting event. I lost my train of thought. I was going to talk about whatever we were talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish this was happening Friday when we had it there, because I'd have to go talk to Mr. Trump and get him to my barbershop.
By the way, that's exactly right. We're going to be at your barbershop on Friday.
And we're going to be there Friday, and the whole Trump crew is going to be there.
We're going to have some fun again.
About the root for a man. Of course we are.
Yeah, we're going to do the remote broadcast, Freedom Works, from 10 a.m. until noon this Friday. It'll be our second one that we've done there. We'll be out there, weather permitting, right in the front, Ed and myself and Andrew. And we're going to have all kinds of people there. We're going to have the Trump mobile or whatever
it is.
Yeah.
Trump mobile.
So
that's right.
We're going to have a lot of fun and invite people to come over and say hello. And I'm hoping we'll even get people like, you never know, Mike Bilirakis. We might get Bobby Palermo to sing again.
Bobby Palermo by. I don't know about some of these Republicans, because they don't want to back Trump. I can't waste my money helping them out. You know what I mean?
I did see
a Trump Jolly commercial on the television last night. They were trying to downgrade David Jolly, I guess, because he might like Trump, you know?
Yeah, David Jolly, I think, has endorsed Donald Trump, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he endorsed him or not, but they got a picture of them standing together, and that's why I can't push none of these guys.
Yeah, but do you think Donald Trump is smart to go after Paul Ryan and John McCain?
Yes, I don't think so. I think you should say it like it is.
Andrew, why throw a knife into the middle of the? He's got enough that he can talk about Hillary. Can't he lay low on other Democrats? You know, that's the thing about a lot of people worry about him.
The thing that I believe is, you know, according to what I was reading, they're talking John McCain and the elites were behind releasing this tape. Why not put it out to the public and let them know what they did to the guy?
Oh, you don't think John McCain released the locker room tape?
You know,
I don't think so. That was...
I have no idea. I'm not gonna say who, but according to what I'm reading, the Republican elites were behind this. And why would they do this to their own man?
No, I don't think so. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense.
We'll find out sooner or later.
By releasing a tape on Donald Trump, Republicans would be hurting all of their own people that are running in the Congress and in the Senate. They would not do that.
I believe that, too. But, you know, when you got the Bush family sitting there saying they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump, I don't trust anything any of them will do.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, it was the nephew of the Bushes.
The nephew of Bushes. This is what I'm saying. I don't trust none of them.
They fired him from NBC, by the way. Did you hear that?
That good. No, I didn't hear that. But they fired him.
They fired him after all of this. But the other story was that NBC sat on this tape because they wanted to bring it out at the appropriate time. And instead of announcing the tape back, I think it was early September, they sat on it until after this around this debate time, or just before the debate. So there's a little bit of that Machiavellian philosophy at the NBC News Network as well, possibly.
Yeah.
So you're still there, and everything seems to be going okay. And I know you've been with us for a little bit here, are you there with your lovely wife, or are you there on your own? What's going on?
I'm here with my buddy Chris, the millennial.
Oh, Chris the Millennial.
Chris the Millennial is here. I can't seem to find him anywhere, but you want to see a millennial all hyped up. I couldn't believe this kid.
You said that there was an entourage of African-Americans for Donald Trump.
Yes, there are.
Well, I hope that they...
And they're right up at the head of the line.
Good. I hope that they're on camera, because one of the things you hear from people that don't like Donald Trump is he doesn't like blacks, and there's no blacks that support him.
That's right.
So it's good to hear that they've got some...
Let me tell you, there's a crowd of blacks in the front of the line, and there's blacks lining up waiting to get in. with everybody else. And the people are still pouring in.
Wonderful.
They're still pouring. Every news agency is around here trying to get up close. But well, being a volunteer, I get right up front, buddy.
Now, are you standing up front? Where exactly are you on the airport?
Right now, I'm walking around the hangar. We're waiting to get in the volunteers. And then there's the line that is going past the main terminal. And you think there's a baseball game going on.
Well, I tell you what, I know. First of all, thank you for calling in, Andrew. It's really gracious of you to do so. And I know you want to get back to doing what you're doing there and having the experience with Donald Trump. So we're going to let you go. But on Friday, we'll be with you from 10 until noon at place. And we're going to have a rocking time. And we'll report back. You'll report back to us on how all of this went by then.
You got it, brother. You guys be good. If something happens sporadic here over the next half hour, I'll let you know.
And one thing I don't want you to do, I know that you're excited about Donald Trump landing in his plane, but don't go running out there on the tarmac before the plane has landed, because I don't want you to get smashed.
I'm going to steal the things the guys use to guide him in.
Okay.
hey, Andrew, hang on the line for a minute just after you're done with Paul. I need to talk to you for just a second.
Can you do that, Andrew?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we're gonna do this. You want to take a break now, Ed? Let's take our break, and then Ed's going to talk with Andrew off mic, and we'll be back after that. Freedom Works.
God, I hate for you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then I'll let you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Looking for your sports fix? If it happened in the sports world, we've got it covered right here with your host, Rick Sassone, the Hockey Hottie, myself, Chris Dunn, Travis Failey, and many more. It's the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show is on Mondays from 1 to 4 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
There's a sneak peek and a little peek, and then there's Pike's Peak. No, not the mountain. Jim Pike's Peak at current events. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, Jim Pike takes a look at today's news and discusses an insight into the rest of the story. An alternative view, if you will. Right here on the Tantalk Network, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock, Jim Pike. With Pike's Peak, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Interesting stuff. Call-ins welcome. Come on, take a peek. You know you want to.
Hi, I'm John Reese, talk show host for over 35 years from Hollywood, California, now in Clearwater, Florida. Tune in Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Do you want to get connected in show business? Real people that will help your career. Call in to be a part of the show. Do you want to be discovered? Do you have talent? I have weekly auditions. Do you want to be a teen reporter or a beauty queen reporter? Please go to HollywoodConnections.biz and call 727-871-7788 for your audition now. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. Tune in.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Hey, we're back on Freedom Works. Thank you for being with us on a Wednesday morning. Kind of a rocking Wednesday morning. We got Donald Trump not really in town, but he's close by. Lakeland's not that far away from Tampa Bay. And before we have Robin on the line. Before we get to Robin, I want to mention a story that I think is a little bit scary, but it has to do with voter fraud. And the Manhattan Democratic representative, that's Democratic representative, on their board of elections, has been caught on a video slamming the mayor of New York and his ID program as contributing to fraud. Here's what he says about Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. He gave out ID cards. That's in lieu of a driver's license. But you can use it for anything, the ID cards, he says. And he says they didn't vet people to see who they really are. Anybody can go in there and say, I'm Joe Smith, I want an ID card. He said it's absurd. Now, this is a guy This is a Democrat saying this. He says there's a lot of fraud with these ID cards. He says not just voter fraud, all kinds of fraud. So he didn't know he was being taped when he said all of this. But the truth is that there's going to be a lot of ID voter fraud in some of the big cities if you allow people to just show up, not have some sort of authentic identification like a driver's license, you know. And it's not just in New York. I know in Philadelphia, in the inner city in Philadelphia, there was all kinds of voter fraud. And I'm hoping that we have a clean election, if nothing else. Anyway, we have our dear friend Robin, big Donald Trump supporter, calling in. Robin, are you going to be with us on Friday at Andrew's Barbershop?
Yes, sir.
Great. I can't.
I sure am. I wanted to tell you, I went to see Billy Joe Bob Clinton yesterday.
Oh, I bet. Were you throwing tomatoes and heads of lettuce, or what was going on there?
Well, a couple of the guys, we had about 25 people that were waving signs and yelling. The crowd was probably right around 250, and they were just stuck, standing and waiting because of security.
Really?
And
now, this is in Safety Harbor. Safety Harbor?
This is in Safety Harbor.
Okay, for the people that don't know it, Safety Harbor is very close by to the Clearwater and Tampa area, a little bit closer to Clearwater. So Bill Clinton comes in, and where in Safety Harbor was he making this address?
It was at the Safety Harbor Community Center.
Okay, and there's about 250 people that showed up to hear him?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but they were held hostage, standing out line for hours. So we were right across the street taunting them the whole time.
You were, huh? May I ask what you were saying in your taunts?
I didn't say some of the things that they were saying.
I can imagine.
We were yelling and hooting, and any cars that were going by, there was an incredible number that were for Trump.
Really?
That were going by right in front. And all the Hillary people were over there with just this kind of a down look on their face, and nobody was smiling or anything.
Really? Now, we're talking with Robin, who is a definite Donald Trump supporter. I can suspect, though, that, first of all, they've been keeping Bill Clinton under wraps, and I'm almost surprised they unleashed him in Safety Harbor, if you think about it. He's a guy that, because of all of these sex tape things with Donald Trump, what goes around comes around. So Donald Trump started talking in the debate about what Bill Clinton was accused of doing with women, not only before, but during his tenure as the president.
And this was brought up kind of loudly by a couple of the guys that were with the signs there.
I believe that. It's kind of surprising, don't you think, to have Bill Clinton? That's kind of nervy. A little bit of chutzpah to have him show up telling people things.
The theme on this was a voter registration drive was the theme of it. So that's why they had it in a smaller venue.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time for him to get there, and the security, and all the media and everything was there. But I wanted to say is nobody could bring bags of any kind, no purses, nothing. This is supposed to be a voter registration thing. And for a minute there, I was in line at the event, and I had a Trump pin on.
You're very brave.
Looked,
very, very brave.
She looked straight at it. But now, the point I wanted to make was these people did not have ID.
Really?
Right.
So I
turned to somebody and said, you know, they told all these women they couldn't have their purse. So I bet they don't have any ID on
them. No, they wouldn't. If they took their purses away.
Well, you have to remember the Secret Service there. This is a former
oh,
president.
Oh, yeah, no, these,
so,
he gets double coverage.
It's not stopped. It is not stopped.
Oh, absolutely.
These people have been living with the Secret Service for 25 years.
Well, true. And
the whole time.
One of the Secret Service agents, former Secret Service agents, wrote a book about him.
I know. I heard about that.
Yeah. So tell us, so did you see Bill Clinton, like, get out of a limo and go in and do, you know what I mean? How did that work out?
When you could tell that they were finally arriving, they cleared everybody. They re-cleared everybody from the sides. And there were about five black SUVs.
Oh, yes.
And he got out, and he came in the back end of the rec center. So I said, hey, when you guys get back in the White House, can you bring back the china and the silverware?
Yes. Well, for people that don't remember, the Clintons were accused of literally stealing stuff out of the White House on their way out.
Well, they were
the
broke.
Door.
They were broke.
Well, that's what she claimed. But
they were flat broke.
They had nothing to eat off of or anything
those
like that.
Those poor people. They had to take all the plates. And did you know that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were selling their underwear for tax purposes? They were using, not selling it, but they were deducting it.
I know it. It's so sad.
Isn't that funny?
So, it's just so sad.
But did you physically see Bill Clinton as he climbed out of the SUV to go into the center?
No, I just saw five men, you know.
Yeah.
Walking in there.
Well, Robin, let me ask you this overall now. I mean, it's looked, quite frankly, if you believe what you read, it's looking a little scary for Donald Trump. It seems like the numbers are very close in Florida. Well,
it's
at one
very
point,
close in Florida.
Would you say that Hillary is leading in Florida right now?
I don't think so. It's within 3 points.
Well, when you say it's within 3 points, who's got the higher of the three
probably her.
Yeah.
Margin of error.
So what I'm saying is I'm thinking that there has been a little bit of a switch. Now, we still have almost a month. We almost have a full month before the election.
I hope I make it all the way, Paul.
Well, I hope we all do.
I'll tell you what, the schedule. These women are such troopers. That are heading up that office.
Uh-huh.
This woman named Dawn and another woman named Renee, and they are like everywhere all the time. And today we're going to be at Countryside High School, which is 580 and McMullen Booth.
McMullen Booth Road and State Road 580. You're going to be at the high school there, which is on the corner.
Five to seven.
Who are you talking about? Trump supporters?
Yes, yeah, sign waving.
You're going to be some sign waving at that intersection. All right.
Yeah, this is so much more effective than phone calling.
I think you might have a point there. Yeah. Okay. Well, Robin, we got to run because we got a few things here to do. But I want to thank you so very much for calling in, and I'm really looking forward, and I know Ed is, to seeing you again on Friday.
All right,
buddy.
See you then.
Bye, Robin. Okay.
Bye, Ed. Bye,
bye,
Paul.
Bye. I don't know how you trust these polls. I mean, 80% of the media are against Trump. They don't want him in the White House. So
yeah.
How do you trust them to bring you an accurate poll?
That's interesting that you have brought this up because, in fact, I think what we'll do, Ed, is we'll just go straight through here.
Okay.
I've got a story about how CBS and NBC, among others, have really shown their true colors. This is from newsbusters.org. I don't know if people have heard of this group, but they're a conservative website. They expose media bias. That's what they really do. So I went to their newsbusters.org, and I found this. I'll just read from it. Following the leaked tape of Donald Trump making those lewd comments, members of the Republican Party started to distance themselves. And NBC seemed quite giddy about all of this as they kicked off their NBC Nightly News on Monday. That means this past Monday, with the following that you would see on the screen. Civil War. The word Civil War was emblazoned across the screen. As if he was announcing the latest Marvel blockbuster, Lester Holt, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
The moderator of the first debate? Lester Holt said, with Donald Trump's fortunes fading over his lewd comments about women, a GOP civil war has broken out. Now, that's not true.
No.
That's not true at all. But this is what they said. And he goes on, tonight, abandonment and astonishment as the country's top Republican walks away from the top of his ticket. What? I mean, this is almost Alice in Wonderland kinds of things. Here's some of these other so-called objective people that are analyzing news. David Wasserman, he said, it's time for Republicans to hit the panic button because Trump could drag them into the political abyss. Here's Benjamin Ginsburg. Each member, each candidate is running from him as fast as they can, and that may include embracing Donald Trump or not embracing Donald Trump. I misstated that. Let me say it again. Each member, each candidate is running for him or herself, and that may include embracing Trump or not embracing him. Then he went on to say, our new polling shows more voters want Democrats to control Congress by the widest margin since 2013. But a lot of this is not true. They actually are spinning things that there's no facts behind them. Here is Juliana Goldman, CBS. She said, quote, one group that is sticking by Trump is the Republican National Committee, which also said today that it will still provide money and other resources to the nominee. But her CBS Evening News report hyped the, quote, GOP civil war as if this was not happening. But, there, you know, it goes on and on. But if you look at the mainstream media, they are trying to show that the Republican Party, as well as the Donald Trump faction, is coming apart at the seams. And it's getting a little bit wild and getting a little bit too much. Go ahead, Ed.
And I was just gonna, I was telling you this before the show, any little piece that they can put out there, that just... Whether there's anything behind it, there's any meat behind it or not. There's been a story that's been carried on, I believe it's Entertainment Tonight. Now, I used to trust this organization, whatever. A lady named Jill Harth, she does a lot of, she's got a makeup company or applies makeup, whatever. She's come out now and saying 24 years ago that Donald Trump repeatedly tried to sexually assault her. He tried to kiss her. In front of her husband and all this stuff, and they filed charges. The charges were dropped or whatever. It never even got anywhere, and they settled for something because she was looking for some money for her company. And she went through this whole thing about, oh, he tried to kiss me, and I felt so uncomfortable, and I was in pain, and it, you know, it was a horrible thing. And you know, the question was brought up, well, did you continue to work for him? Well, yeah, because I needed the money. Mm. You know, and then
she couldn't have been that much
exactly
offended.
So then this whole thing goes away, and now she resurfaces, and she says, "Well, I can understand because he did all this to me." But what she didn't let out is the fact that after Donald was officially nominated as the GOP candidate, she sent him an email offering her services as makeup artist.
Yeah, reminds me of when Clarence Thomas was seeking the Supreme Court judgeship.
Mm-hmm.
They had that woman come on. They made a movie about it. The woman claimed that Clarence Thomas...
Talking about Anita Hill?
Anita Hill, okay. Thank you. I couldn't mm-hmm. think of her name. Anita Hill came on, and she claimed that Clarence Thomas made some lewd remarks towards her. And today it pales in comparison to what we're hearing. But the funny thing was that after all of that, Anita Hill continued to work for Clarence Thomas and followed him to other jobs. So it begs the question of exactly how offended these people were if they continued to work for him at their own volition after the so-called attack or lewd comment occurred. Anyway, we got to get to our top 10, and it has to do somewhat with politics, you know, the gun laws. And a lot of talk, of course, about what we should do with gun laws. So we found the top 10 states with the strictest gun laws. And this is according to the Brady campaign. Remember the guy that was hit when Ronald Reagan, on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan? Brady, his press secretary, was not fatally wounded, but hit in the head with the bullet. and suffered for the rest of his life. So this, the Brady campaign has a 100-point scorecard ranking all 50 states on the basis of their laws, reducing gun violence. So these are the top 10 states with the strictest gun laws. Number 10, Pennsylvania. And the Brady campaign score is 26. All right, number 9, Illinois. Now look, who's got more trouble in in gun violence than the city of Chicago, right? And yet Chicago has one of the strictest laws on the books, and Illinois the state. But they are the 9th strictest gun law state with a score of 35. Number 8, Rhode Island. They get a score of 44. In Rhode Island, a person has to be 18 to possess a firearm, rifle, or shotgun. Number 7, Maryland. Now, there's another one, Baltimore. Look at all the trouble that's going on in Baltimore, right? And yet they're one of the states with the strictest gun laws. Their gun law Brady campaign score is 45. Number 6, Hawaii. Yeah, would you believe it? Brady campaign score of 50. In Hawaii, nobody can acquire ownership of a firearm until he has first procured from the chief of police a permit. Okay, there you go. Number 5, Connecticut, up in the Northeast again. Brady campaign score of 58. Number 4, New York State. Yeah, it's big time. Strict gun laws there. They get a Brady campaign score of 62. No permit required for the purchase of a rifle or a shotgun, except in New York City there, however. Number 3, we stay in the Northeast. Massachusetts, Brady campaign score of 65. In Massachusetts, a complex procedure is set out for the purchase of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Number 2, New Jersey. New Jersey gets a Brady campaign score of 72. In New Jersey, it's unlawful to knowingly possess any handgun, including antique handguns, without getting a permit to carry. All right, Ed, what do you think is the number one state with the strictest gun laws?
I'm going to stay in the Northeast because it's not in the West. It's the wild, wild West out there. I'm just going to say Northeast somewhere. I just can't pinpoint.
Okay, well, that's all right. It's actually the opposite. Number 1, give us a drum roll.
Oh, I did there, but you weren't listening.
Oh, I forgot. You did give it. Well, give us a second drum roll. We got
my
time.
Hands are tired.
Yeah, I bet they are. Number 1 is California.
You know, I was going to say that.
Well, you know, California is different than the West, though. You know, it's like California is its own world. It's not West.
Right.
It's like out of sight.
But these Northeast states that are having problems or that have the strict gun laws, also the ones that are having problems.
That's exactly right.
Look at the ones out in California. So
that's
it goes
exactly
to show,
right. That's right.
Guns don't kill people. Well, people kill people.
These gun laws don't work, and it's not the gun laws that are going to save people. California gets a Brady campaign score of 81, and it's got the strictest gun laws in the United States.
And that
States.
Was James Brady that was...
That's right. Me. James Brady, the press secretary to Ronald Reagan. All right, my friends, we're going to be back on Friday, 10 to noon.
Yeah.
At Andrew's Master Barbershop. So, Freedom Works. We will see you then.
Deeper Street. Love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet.